Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before I begin, I do have comments that were written by one of the speakers in the cards that's coming up. Do you want me to read that after my remarks, or?
No, we'll call you in the order when we get to
okay.
that.
Very good, thank you. Last name is Jean, J-E-A-N, first name Thomas. Thank you, members of the committee, Mr. Chair. I am the chairman of the board of the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce and also the former mayor of the city of Rochester. I want to thank the committee for their time this evening. I know it's been a long evening thus far, and it sounds like it's been a long several stretch of evenings for you folks. So I appreciate your commitment to hearing the public this evening. I'm here today to extend the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce support of the Northern Pass Project. As a business advocacy organization of over 440 members, the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce is proud to support our member, Eversource. We are especially thankful at Eversource's continuing commitment to reducing energy costs in the Granite State and ensuring the reliable delivery of electricity to residents and commercial developments in New Hampshire. We also appreciate modifications to the plan based on listening to all stakeholders of this project, including residents in the communities in which the proposed transmission line passes. So why does the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce care about Northern Pass? Simply put, economic development in New Hampshire, and specifically in the Greater Rochester area, is increasing. From retail to industrial development to small and large businesses alike, all stakeholders care to have clean, reliable, and cost-effective energy. This project promotes just that. Specifically in Rochester, we have been fortunate to welcome Safran USA and Albany Engineer Composites to our premier industrial park. Reliable and cost-effective energy was a paramount concern in their decision to choose Rochester and ultimately New Hampshire to open their 350,000 square foot advanced manufacturing facility, which will add approximately 450 new jobs to the Greater Rochester area. This is why we must take immediate action to support this project so that we can help reduce energy costs to our businesses in New Hampshire and help to promote further economic development. And members of the committee, I know this is not going to be hard. I've sat on that side of the table several times in my tenure as mayor, and I can only appreciate that you're hearing both sides, and I hope that you'll make the best decision in the best interest of our state. But I do urge you to look at this project closely and to support it and to expeditiously approve it so that we can help provide relief to all stakeholders here in New Hampshire and in the region. Thank you.